Throughout the pandemic, when people were told to stay at home, public transit workers were forced to keep going to work. And there are few jobs in the East Bay that have as much risk of exposure to COVID-19 as public transit workers. Despite the risk, these workers were never given hazard pay, the way some other frontline workers were. Now, they are demanding that pay. The People's Transit Alliance, a transportation advocacy organization, collected these testimonials from frontline workers with AC Transit sharing their experiences.
My name is Sultana Adams, and I have been a transit worker for almost 3.5 years at this point.
My name is Robert Hancock. I've been a transit worker for 26 years.
My name is Jennifer Pergannon-Andino. I've been a transit operator for almost 6 years.
Being a transit worker during the pandemic, it was just really odd at first when everyone was told shelter in place, stay at home, and my job was to literally do the opposite.
It's been a bit stressful knowing that you're putting your health at risk when you come to work.
I do this job because I like to interact with people. I like to know the people that ride the bus. I have my regulars. But at the same time, I've been paranoid about what am I taking home to my children. You know, the first thing your kid wants to do when you get home is run up to you and, hey, mom, and jump all over you. And I had to train my kids, you can't do that anymore.
My wife felt like I was bringing coronavirus home to her, so I had to keep my distance from her at times. One of my outlets was seeing my grandchildren, and because of the pandemic, my wife, their grandmother, felt like I shouldn't be around them.
Do I wear a mask inside my own house? Do I have my relatives wear a mask when they come visit me?
I knew that we had to do something, and when I say we, I mean my coworkers and I. It was actually us that started doing the rear door boarding and telling passengers not to pay the fare simply because we knew that we were putting ourselves in jeopardy of bringing this stuff home to our families and infecting ourselves.
It was just all of these challenges with, now we have to tell people this. Now we have to tell them it changed again. So it's 10 people, now it's 20 people. When people are angry, people are frustrated, people don't understand what's going on. They get on the bus with an attitude, or you know, they're angry about everything that's going on. And who do they take it out on? Not the other passengers, but you right there in the seat.
About maybe 2 months into the pandemic, I was assaulted. I was driving the 72, and one night a drunk passenger just stumbled up to the front of the bus, broke the caution tape, and spit in my face. And I remember that day going through my checklist of just making sure I was doing everything I was supposed to do to keep myself safe. My mask, do I have extra masks? Every time I get to the end of the line, making sure I can wash my hands with soap and water. And just in like 6 seconds, all of that didn't matter because I wasn't protected. That was the reality.
I believe transit workers deserve hazard pay because we put our life on the line to serve the community. We really shouldn't have to ask for this.
I believe transit workers deserve hazard pay because we are experiencing the hazard in real time. We are being thrown out into the hazard directly, and we have no safeguard from it like a lot of other occupations do.
I believe transit workers deserve hazard pay because when everybody else was able to shelter in place, there was no shelter for us. We still had to do our jobs.
And because you're exposing your employees to this hazard, you have to compensate them for that. It's basic human decency.
That was AC Transit employees Jennifer Pergannon, Robert Hancock, and Sultana Adams sharing their experiences operating public transit during the pandemic. As a result of their campaign, the Amalgamated Transit Union, which represents the operators, is currently in negotiations with AC Transit over whether to issue hazard pay and how much workers might get. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Sam Anderson.